You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, hello, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you. I first want to start off this episode by saying thank you so much to everyone for the sweet, just very considerate feedback on last week's episode. If you didn't listen to that episode, I open up about my experiences with struggling with my body image and with eating and with working out. And, you know, obviously I always want to be open with you and honest with you, but it can be difficult sometimes. And it was just really incredible to hear your feedback. And also thank you to everyone who has reached out and has like messaged me their stories. You are so like amazing, so strong. And I just want you to know that you're never alone. And I just love you so much. So thank you for feeling inclined to share that with me and trusting me and being open and honest with me the way that I always want to be with you. But today's episode is much more laid back. We're back to advice sessions. I used to do one of these at the end of every month. And I think it's actually the last Monday of this month. So that works out. Right now, I'm sitting in my guest bedroom. It is so incredibly hot. We're in a heat wave right now, and I can't run the AC because it would be too loud. So I have a fan running. This is like the coolest room in the house. We're making it work, but just know that we're struggling over here. Last week, I was struggling because I was sick. This week, I'm struggling because I'm hot. But everything's going to be okay because I am sitting here drinking an iced coffee with almond milk and talking to all of you. But before we jump into the episode, if you ever want to ask me a question, if you ever want to be featured in one of these episodes, make sure to respond to the Q&A on Spotify if you're listening there and just drop your question. If you don't have a Spotify, I have a Google form in the show notes where you can ask me there. Or as always, you could just slide into my DMs and ask me on Instagram, on TikTok, wherever. I'm everywhere. So just ask me and, you know, you might end up in an episode. With all of that being said, let's get into today's advice session. When a good friend does something really hurtful to you, but you still want to remain friends, how do you get over it? I think a lot of the time when someone hurts us, our immediate reaction is to react and to defend ourselves. And sometimes we even stoop down to their level and hurt them the way that they've hurt us. Like, you might try to recall something in the past that you didn't like that they did, or something that you didn't like about them, and you just kind of throw it in their face because you're hurting. But one important thing that I've learned through previous friendship breakups, and honestly just through building really strong connections with people, platonically or romantically, is you need to think before you speak. And I know it's hard. Babes, I'm an Aries. I'm very impulsive. It's hard to do, but you need to think before you speak. If this is someone who you truly care about, you really love, you do want to remain friends with, hurting them back isn't going to make you feel better. And even though they've hurt you and you're forgiving, it doesn't mean that if you hurt them, they're going to be as forgiving as you are. The best advice that I can give to you is to first take a step back and process your emotions and think about how this made you feel. If this is a make or break for you, if you can see a future with this person, and not only a future, but is that future with that person healthy, or is it going to be toxic? Like, for example, in the past, if an ex would cheat on me, I would still want to be with them, but I wouldn't fully get over what they did to me. So although we still like remained together, we weren't happy and we were constantly fighting, and it was just this toxic situation because I was holding on to this hurt. It's the same way in any relationship. If you can't truly forgive someone, but you want to continue to remain friends with them, if you want to continue a relationship with them, it's not going to be the same as it was. It's not going to be this happy, healthy relationship if you can't fully forgive them, because you're always going to resent them a little bit. You're always going to kind of hold that over their head. And maybe you don't mean to, but it happens. I also think during this time of you processing everything, you really need to think about whether or not you believe the disrespect was intended. Like, do you think this person meant to hurt you? Do you think they went out of their way to disrespect you? Just because you love someone, just because you want to be friends with someone, doesn't mean that you should be. Just because you're my friend doesn't mean that you can treat me however you want to. You don't get to disrespect me because you're in a bad mood or you think it's funny. If you hurt me on purpose and it really shakes me to my core, I don't owe you forgiveness. So, with that being said, think about, did they mean to cause you harm? And if they did, are they really your friend? Because would you ever go out of your way to hurt them? Would you do something knowing it would hurt their feelings? Would you go out of your way to harm your friend? If you were in their shoes, would you have done what they did to you? On the other side of that, there's going to be times where people mess up. Like, people make mistakes. No one's perfect. And from being friends with people for so many years and from dating my boyfriend for 7 years, I've learned that the people that you love aren't perfect. Like, they're going to slip up. There's going to be times where they say something that doesn't feel great, or there's going to be times where they do something and you're like, wait a minute, I don't like that. Like, that wasn't cool. And it doesn't mean you leave them every single time. You don't retreat every single argument or disagreement or when they make a mistake. Because if you were to do that in every friendship or every relationship, you're going to end up alone, because no one can live up to that expectation and standard of being perfect just like you can't. I think it's really important to recognize this in your friendships and relationships and think about, like, how would I want my friend or my partner to react to me making a mistake? Would I want them to hold it over my head? Would I want them to yell at me, or would I want them to leave me? Would I want someone to leave me because I said the wrong thing or I made the wrong decision? I know that it can be really hard to take that step back and process all of this and think about what the right move is, because when someone hurts us or someone says something that's really triggering to us, we want to act on it right away. And like, trust me, like I said, I get it. I'm an Aries. I'm impulsive. I have no filter. But our words and our actions do have long-term effects. And that matters more than just that momentary relief that you feel when you're saying everything that you want to and getting everything off your chest and telling someone exactly how you feel in that moment. If you don't take a moment to process everything and you just react based off your feelings alone without really thinking everything through, there might not be a friendship to continue. Like, even though they've hurt you and you should be the one to decide whether or not this friendship continues, they do still have a say in whether or not they want to be your friend. I really believe that communication is such an important thing, and without it, a friendship is just going to sizzle at any inconvenience or misunderstanding. If you want things to work with someone, you need to be open and honest and share how you feel, because they can't read your mind. Like, they have no idea what's going on. People are more concerned with what's in their mind than what's in your mind.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So after you think about how you want to move forward and how this has affected you, communicate that to that person. Talk to them. Share what you're thinking, how you feel, what this friendship means to you, and also hear them out. Like, I know you're hurt, but it's important that you hear how they feel and what's going through their mind and where they were when they did this thing to you, like why they did it. I know sometimes people do fucked up things and you can't wrap your head around why they did it. Let them explain it. Let them tell you why they did it. Even if you decide you don't want to continue that friendship, at least you have a little more clarity. And also, if you do decide to move forward with the friendship, it's going to make it so much easier to move forward, because if you just forgive them without really dissecting what happened and trying to understand why they did what they did, a month from now or a year from now, when you guys do get into an argument, you're going to throw that in their face because it's not resolved. Confrontation can be difficult, and that's why so many people avoid it and why people ghost their friends and relationships, because it's hard to be vulnerable. It's hard to open up and say, hey, this is how I feel. This really hurt me. But losing a friend, in my opinion, is more difficult. So talk it out with them and try to come to an understanding and resolve the issue. And also, just because you forgive them doesn't mean you're going to heal right away. You're still allowed to be upset. You're still allowed to think about what they did. But just keep in mind that your friendship with them is more important than the grudge your feelings are trying to hold on to. Advice on girl friendships ending and them being mean to you and how to cope with it. I will die on this hill. Friendship breakups hurt just as bad, if not worse, than romantic breakups. Because one, you're just as close, if not closer, than you would be in a romantic relationship, just not intimate. You're still hanging out all the time. You're still talking all the time. You're still sharing vulnerable things with each other. You're still so invested in each other's lives. And then it ends, and this person is a complete stranger to you now, and they know all your secrets, and you're just supposed to get over it. And then two, you're not allowed to grieve it. Like, everyone around you just diminishes how important the connection was. And if you're still talking about it, if you're still hurting over it, people are like, why are you so obsessed with this person? Like, why can't you just move on and get over it? And it's like, I don't know, maybe because this person knows my deepest, darkest secrets and we spent every waking moment together and I shared so many things with them, so many memories with them. Like, I considered their family a second family. But then you go through a romantic breakup and everyone's like, oh, I get it. Like, you're so strong. Like, you know, take your time. But then you go through the same thing with a friend. People are like, get over it. Like, go find someone else. Like, go find another friend. You're okay. I'm going to give you the same advice I would give to someone that's going through a romantic breakup. And that is to grieve the friendship loss. You're allowed to grieve. It doesn't matter if the people around you keep saying you're upset over nothing and that you're being dramatic and it's not that deep. You're allowed to be upset and you're allowed to grieve the loss of someone. Like, I was recently being shamed for talking about my friendship breakup that happened a couple months ago on the podcast. And I was being painted out as this obsessive ex-friend that just like can't stop talking about this person. And it's like, no, if I was going through a romantic breakup, everyone would be like, yes, like, speak your truth. I agree, like, relatable. But because it's a platonic breakup, I'm just being messy and obsessive and I'm airing shit out. Talking about your emotions, talking about your experiences, being vulnerable with how you feel is how you get through things, whether people agree with that or not. People deal with things differently. Some people, you know, when a friendship or relationship ends, they just cut that person off and they don't talk about them or talk to them at all and it's a done deal, which is fine if that works for them. But if you're someone who is hurting with the loss of someone and it's eating at you and the only way to get over it is to get through it, babe. Like, cry it out. Feel the pain. Be pissed. Get through it. Let that come out however it naturally wants to come out. I obviously don't know to what extent these people are doing to you or saying to you to be mean, but from my own experience, all I can say is hurt people, and more than likely, those people are being mean to you because that's how they're getting through it. That's how they cope. Instead of allowing themselves to process what happened and be real with themselves and how they feel, they're distracting themselves with being angry and being nasty. They're using all of their energy to do that and to put you down so they don't feel like shit. They're basically trying to put you down in hopes that it's going to lift them up and make them feel better because they also feel like ass. I do think that if someone is going out of their way to be an asshole to you and to be nasty to you after a friendship ends, the way that they're treating you now and the way that they're talking about you now is how they probably felt about you from the start. Like, I haven't gone through too many nasty friendship breakups. You know, I've gone through friendship breakups, but there's been very few where the friendship ends and things turn really sour and they're super mean to me. But the ones who did do that to me, I reflect on our friendship and I think about all the backhanded compliments they gave me, the lack of real compliments they gave me, the competition they put us in, just the tension that was always kind of there. And once the friendship ends, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like, oh, it makes sense why they were always like that towards me during the friendship and why they're treating me the way they are now, because the way they're treating me now and the way they're talking about me now is probably how they always thought about me throughout the friendship. That's why they were being nasty to me and giving me hater energy throughout the friendship. That's why I never felt supported from them throughout the friendship. And as hard as that is to come to terms with, because obviously you never want to feel like someone that you put your time and energy into never really loved you or never really cared about you or never really was your friend. But I do find some comfort in that when a friendship does end, because it pushes me to move on. It pushes me not to dwell on what could have been or should have been. You can't fix a friendship that was never there. And although it hurts, it doesn't mean it's a full loss. You might have lost that person, but it doesn't mean that you wasted your time or that you wasted the love that you gave. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It's just a lesson learned and a reminder of what kind of friend you do want. Moving forward, what won't you tolerate? If these people are going out of their way to be mean to you and they're making you feel really bad, as hard as it is for you to do this, don't pay attention to them. Block them on social media. Block their numbers. If you have to see them in person, like maybe you work with them, maybe you go to school with them, when you're around them, don't look at them. When you walk past them, put your head down. I know that doing that might make you feel like you're weak or that you're letting them win or that they're having power over you, but you're only going to feel that way at first. Once you block them out and you don't give them your time or energy, you'll realize how much more at peace you are, and real peace. And peace is power. Having control over yourself and your emotions is power, and those people don't deserve that power over you. I feel like I'm no one's main friend, that I'm just there for them when they need me. I don't know what to do because I just linger when I'm needed, but not when I need them. This is a difficult one to answer because I've definitely felt this way as well. This feeling of always giving but never getting, the feeling of always being the one to reach out, otherwise there's no conversation, the feeling of there's no plans unless you make them, and feeling like you're always on the back burner or the backup option. Ask yourself, if you were to stop putting an effort and reaching out to this friend, would there be a friendship? Like, is there only a friendship because you're hitting them up, you're asking them to hang out, you're checking in on them? If you were to stop all of that, would the friendship also end? And if the answer is yes, maybe take a step back and ask yourself, is this the kind of friend that I want? As I said before, communication is so important in any relationship. For all you know, this person might have no idea that you feel the way that you do. They might think that they're like the perfect friend and that they're giving you everything that they can. I don't think that it's fair to expect anything to change if you're not willing to do something about it. Now, I'm not saying to go badger this person every single day, blow up their phone, pick a fight with them because they're not contributing as much as you are to the friendship. But I do think if you want someone to see where you're coming from, you need to express it, because people aren't mind readers. They have no idea what you're thinking. And once you express how you feel, then you can decide how to move forward with the friendship. In past friendships of mine, I expressed how I felt and then they dismissed it time and time again. Like, I'd be like, hey, I don't like that you guys hang out without me all the time. I feel like an outsider. It makes me uncomfortable that you have a separate group chat. And they'd be like, Ashley, like, you're crazy. Like, you're crazy. Like, you're just like, you're just starting some drama. And all I would do is complain and get upset, but I wouldn't leave. I allowed them to continue to treat me as if we weren't friends. And I quite literally felt more alone than I would be if I didn't have friends. So when you voice how you feel to your friend, be very aware of how they react. Like, if you're going to express this to them and say, hey, I feel this way, X, Y, and Z. Only do it if you're going to do something about it. Only do it if you want things to change. If you're going to do it just to complain about it and not leave, there's no point. If you're going to do it with the intention of strengthening the friendship or leaving the friendship. I also think that a real friend will hear you out and listen to your concerns, whether they agree with them or not. Like, if a friend came to me and was like, hey, I feel like I'm putting more into the friendship than you are, and it's hurting my feelings, I might think that I'm giving everything that I can. But if that friend is important to me, I'm going to validate how they feel and think about if there's more that I can give to them. And if there's not, I'm going to express it to them, because people deserve to know the truth from both sides on how you feel. I know that this person or this friendship is important to you, but if they're not giving you what you want and they're making it apparent to you that they don't care what you want after you express to them that you need more from them in the friendship, it's not that you're wasting your time. I never want to say that you're wasting your time, because I think everything is a learned lesson, but you could be putting your time and your attention into something more productive. You could be placing it into someone who does give you what you want. It took me a really long time to realize this, but I will never feel like someone's main friend or important in a friendship if I'm always extending myself for someone who calls me a friend but doesn't treat me like one. Like, I'm never going to have the time or energy to give to someone who actually does consider me a friend and treats me like one if I'm only giving my attention to someone who makes me feel more alone than I would if I had no friends. I'm never going to have time for people who love me and care about me and show me that with not just words, but with their actions, if I'm so preoccupied and so focused on someone that I have to beg to even talk to me or even hang out with me. You're not always going to feel like the odd one out. You're not always going to feel like the backup friend. The only reason that you feel that way right now is because of who you're surrounding yourself with. There's going to be people that are so excited to hang out with you and so excited to talk to you and so excited to send you a meme and send you a song that they think that you're going to love. There's going to be people who want you to be in their life, that care about you just as much as you care about them. You just need to be more open to it and be more open to the idea that it's someone other than the people that you're investing your time into right now. So many of us invest so much time and energy into a person or people, and we think because of the time that we've spent on that person, they're the only way that we're going to feel loved, or we're going to have friends, or we're going to have people to hang out with, and we become attached. And that's why so many people stay in such shitty relationships, such toxic relationships, because it's familiar. And familiar feels more comfortable than starting new. But the thing is, starting new is sometimes what's better for you. More times than not, it's what's better for you. Like, I saw this girl's video on TikTok where her plant was dead or was dying, and instead of getting worked up over it and being like, oh man, my plant's dead, she cut off the top of it, and within a couple months, it grew back. Do you see where I'm going with this? Sometimes you need to cut off the dying things in your life, whether that be a relationship or a friendship, and start over, and then other things, better things, will bloom in your life. Do I need to be single? I haven't been properly single since 14 and I'm 27 now. I'm never going to tell any of you how to live your life. Like, all the advice I give you, it's just advice. You don't have to take it. I'm just here for support. I'm not going to sit here and say you have to be single, but I do think there's a lot to learn about yourself when you are on your own. My boyfriend and I are in a super healthy relationship, and we're both very independent, and this is the only relationship I've ever been in where I've been able to keep my independence. But the thing about being in a partnership like this, where I am able to express myself authentically and I don't have to ask permission to do things and I don't have to sacrifice my desires or hobbies or interests or even thoughts to have a relationship with him, in order to have this with him, I needed to have a relationship with myself first. I had to build a secure relationship with myself and trust myself and love myself in order to be able to put that love and trust into someone else. I know that there's people who just love to be in a relationship, people who like having someone to talk to and spend time with and take care of. And that's fine. Like, same. I love going to bed with my boyfriend and waking up to him every single morning. I love that there's someone always on my side. I always have support. But I think the issue that some people have is they rely so much on that person that they don't know who they are without them. Some people are so afraid of being alone that they don't know how to enjoy their own company. They're afraid to sit with their thoughts and they don't know how to entertain themselves. They think that they need someone else to complete them and occupy their time. So when they get out of a relationship, they don't even allow themselves a few months to be by themselves. They hop right into a new relationship because being with someone, even if they aren't the right person for them, is better than being alone. And I think that's why a lot of people settle, because they jump right into a relationship with whoever is ready for one when they're ready, without really knowing what they want, what they need, and getting to know that person. They get into a relationship and they end up being stuck with them because they end up getting attached, like I was talking about, and they're afraid of starting new, even though that relationship clearly isn't right for them. You don't have to be single to be happy or to get to know yourself. Like, maybe you're an independent person even within a relationship. Maybe you can be in a relationship and be able to just be so yourself and not have to sacrifice anything for that person, and that's great. But I do recommend that if you haven't been single in a long time and you have the ability to be single and you have the ability to explore without being committed to someone, you should give yourself the opportunity. Like, you have your entire life to date around and settle down with one person. You don't have to rush to find that person. Figure out what you want to do with your life. Like, figure out what your passion is. Figure out what you like to do and who you want to spend your time around. Where do you want to go in the world? What matters to you? Really self-reflect and ask yourself questions that you would be asking a partner, because the more that you get to know yourself and figure out what's important to you and what your expectations are for a partner and what you expect out of your life, when the time comes and you're ready for a partner, you're not going to end up settling. You're not going to end up in a situation with someone who isn't right for you, because you know exactly what you want. And if you meet someone who's not that, you're going to be like, oh, like, I'm kind of turned off. Like, that's icky. Like, I don't want that. Once you actually enjoy being alone and enjoy your own company, you're going to end up preferring that, because when people come into your space who throw off the vibe and you can feel that, you won't tolerate it. You're like, why am I spending time around you when I could be spending time doing what I want? Like, I feel so much better and I have so much more fun when I'm not around you, and you're not going to tolerate it. Again, this is just advice. You don't have to listen to me, but I think before you decide to commit to someone else, date yourself first. Fall in love with you, and then dating in the future will become so much easier for you. This is going to be the last question for this episode, and I know this episode was short. I didn't answer too many questions, but I kind of like that I kept the questions for this episode in the same realm category of like friendships and relationships. But don't worry, friends. There will be future advice sessions. Just send in your questions if you want me to answer them. If you're like, Ashley, please, like, maybe add a few extra exclamation points, okay? But the last question for this episode is how to get rid of thoughts about your ex. I'm going to be so real with you. You're not going to like this. But I don't think it's realistic to get rid of thoughts. Like, of course, you're in control of where your attention is. Like, you have control over fixating on a thought. But we really aren't in control of our thoughts. Like, I'll be sitting there drinking my coffee, minding my business, and then all of a sudden this crazy thought pops into my head. I'm like, hello? Like, what happened to hello? What happened to how are you? And I know that I didn't sit there and think up this thought. Like, it just came in, swooped in with no warning. And I would never sit there and just like think about that thought. And I think that just proves that we aren't necessarily in control of our thoughts. But I can sit there and think about that thought over and over and over again if I'm fixating on it. Or I can distract myself and go do something else and think about something else. I also don't think it's realistic to just stop thinking about someone who you invested so much of your time into. You know, I'm with my boyfriend. I plan to marry him. Waiting on it. Like, hello? Anyways, my finger is looking quite naked, and I have no intention of ever going back to my ex. Even if I wasn't with my boyfriend, I wouldn't think about going back to my ex or speaking to my ex or anything involving my ex other than just like sharing stories on the pod that relate to me being with him. But with that being said, every now and then I do think of him, and not in a romantic way, but like I did spend part of my life with him. I can't just erase that part of my life. It could be the most insignificant moment of like the time we went to eat at a restaurant and I'm thinking about that food and he just happens to be in that memory. Or I think about something that he said to me that was really fucked up because something right now is triggering me and I'm like, wait, why am I triggered? Oh yeah, because of my ex-boyfriend. It's not so much about getting rid of the thoughts that you have of this person, even though I'm sure it would be so much easier to get over someone if you could just erase the memories with them and erase everything relating to them. But I think it's more so of how to move on with your life and not associate those thoughts with anything other than just thoughts. Like, just because you're thinking about your ex doesn't mean that you have to act on it. Just because you're thinking about the times you had with them doesn't mean that you need to text them or need to go get closure from them. It just means that your brain's revisiting a moment, even if it's not the best moment. If you're trying to get over your ex and you're thinking about them, let it happen. And I know that's annoying to hear. You're like, Ashley, I don't want to think about them. Like, I don't want to think about my ex. But especially if you're grieving the loss of them, just like I said before, you need to allow yourself to be upset. So if thinking about your ex makes you upset, cry it out. If thinking about your ex makes you mad, be pissed off. Feel however you need to feel until you don't feel that way anymore. If thinking about this person is actually interfering with your day and interfering with the relationships that you're making in your life and just moving on with your life, the best thing that you can do is redirect your thinking and act on something else. Like, let's say that you're thinking about your ex right now. Instead of doing that, go and get a coffee or go and distract yourself with a video game or watch your favorite show or go hang out with one of your friends. We have so many thoughts running in and out of our minds all day. And it might not seem this way, but it is really easy to replace a thought with another thought. I remember when my ex and I first broke up, I thought that I was never going to be able to move on. Like, any guy that I talked to, any guy that I hooked up with, I immediately would think about my ex and I would immediately compare them to my ex because that's like all I was thinking about. And at first, it's going to be that way. But the more that you live your life without them, the more that you experience things without them, the more that you speak to other people that are not them, the more you'll think about other things that don't involve them. It took time to replace those memories, but eventually it did. Like, at first it was really hard to get over my ex because I was like, I just spent 3 years with him and, you know, all I can think about is the past 3 years. But then a year goes by. And then 3 years goes by, and now 7 years goes by, and I've spent more time without him than I did with him, and I have more memories without him than I do with him. Healing takes time, and you're never going to heal by trying to force yourself to do something that doesn't feel natural. You can't force your brain to shut off and stop thinking about someone who you really cared about. It just takes time and being patient. You know, instead of thinking about your ex, go and listen to one of my episodes about breakups or relationships, or re-listen to this episode and think, oh yeah, Ashley's right. But those are all the questions I'll be answering today for the advice session. If I answered one of your questions, I hope that I helped you. And if you didn't ask me a question, but you still listened to this episode, I hope that you were able to relate to those questions in some way and get some clarity from my responses. Again, just advice. You don't need to take it. You might listen to this and be like, Ashley, you are terrible at advice. I would never listen to you. That's fine, but I'm just here for support. You know, I'm just a girl. As I've said like two or three other times, if you have a question for me, make sure to ask me on Spotify or in the Google form in my show notes. My social media is also in the show notes. If you want to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat, all of those are in there. The sponsors are also in the show notes for today's episode. That is everything. I love you, besties, so much. Thank you for listening. And as always, I will talk to you next Monday. Goodbye, besties. Love you.